The Florida Marlins won the opening game of the World Series last night. The final score was 3-2. The Marlins overpowered the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium with bunts, stolen bases, and speed. NPR's Margo Adler reports from New York.
Perhaps there was no way that the atmosphere at Yankee Stadium was going to be as electrically charged as it had been during the seventh game of the American League Championship Series. Last night, despite the cheering crowds, the feeling was almost subdued. The Marlins scored a run in the first inning when Juan Pierre, who had 65 stolen bases during the season, bunted a single, then Luis Castillo blooped a little pop fly over the head of the Yankee first baseman for another single, and the next batter brought Juan Pierre home with a sacrifice fly. Then the Yankees got a run in the bottom of the third inning, but in the top of the fifth, the Marlins scored two runs on a Juan Pierre single, and suddenly it was 3-1. Yankee center fielder Bernie Williams hit a solo home run to give the Yankees their second run, and the Yankees threatened in the eighth and ninth innings, but never scored again. The game also turned on several fielding plays. The Marlins catcher, Ivan Rodriguez, picked off the Yankees' Nick Johnson at third base. But the biggest play of the game may well have been when Juan Pierre hit a tie-breaking single in the fifth inning. Aaron Boone, the third baseman, did not throw to the plate, and Juan Encarnacion scored from second base. After the game, Juan Pierre was asked about his bunt, his stolen base, and his speed.
I just can't see a pitcher being as comfortable when we're on base, you know. They might say, I know baseball saying that, you know, stealing bases, all that is, you know, not as important. But I think if you talk to any defensive guy or pitcher, that they're not as comfortable when we're on.
As for the larger plan, Pierre said it was disruption, plain and simple.
It just opens up the whole field for me, and I think I accomplished what I wanted to do tonight as far as getting on and creating havoc.
Joe Torre, the manager of the New York Yankees, said the Marlins' speed had been a problem for his team.
Speed definitely makes a difference when you're playing defense, because it keeps you on your toes, basically. But, you know, Juan Pierre, we saw a little bit of him last year in Colorado, but certainly watched them and got a better look when we watched the previous two playoffs, and he certainly makes them move. And, you know, we didn't do well. I mean, he got on base four times. That's not the way we can expect to win and try to keep their offense down. We certainly have to do a better job.
As for Jack McKean, the 72-year-old manager who turned the Florida Marlins around this year, he had this to say when asked why his players didn't seem awed in Yankee Stadium.
Should we have been awed? I mean, I don't know. It's one game at a time. Maybe I'm too old, I guess, but I can't see why we should be awed. We wasn't awed in Chicago. We wasn't awed in San Francisco. Why should we be awed in New York?
As they left the stadium, a group of Marlin fans from Arizona were delighted.
It's everyone's dream to go to Yankee Stadium for a World Series, and then when your team wins, it's even better.
We are so excited the Marlins won. We're really excited for the rest of the series, too.
You guys are all Marlin fans here?
A lot of wishful thinking out there, I guess.
Most of the Yankee fans had nothing to say or kept their comments terse.
I can't speak, so.
Why not?
Not a good time.
What?
It was fun?
Yeah.
Not had Soriano leave six guys on base.
A little disappointing.
It almost seemed as if the team and the fans were exhausted after the intense emotions of last week's playoffs. As the media left the stadium, one reporter was heard asking, "What's the story here?" Another reporter replied, "If the Yankees keep on losing, it will get real interesting." Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Game two between the Marlins and the Yankees is tonight in New York. Andy Pettitte will be the starting pitcher for the Yankees. Mark Redman will pitch for the Marlins.